you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
I feel like a hippie right now.
Why is that?
Because of my outfit. I don't know. I always like stuff like this. And I always said that I was born in the wrong era and that I should have been born in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, I hate restrictions. I hate rules. And not that there weren't rules in the 60s, but it was easier to get away with shit. So it's like the rules didn't even apply. That's my kind of place.
The 70s is the place for you.
Is it? Was it the 70s? Yeah, whenever it was like 60s, 70s. I don't know.
Whatever that is. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory the Hippie.
Straight out of that 70s show. It's your girl, Dory. What's going on, boo?
Oh, not much. It's Saturday. And here we are. Yo, if you could switch lives with any celebrity, who would it be?
Whoever's worth more money. Who's that? Whoever's worth the most money.
I wouldn't do that.
So who would you be?
You're going to end up a old, rich, white man.
I don't even think the richest person on the planet is white. Ooh. I would probably Middle Eastern or something.
Oh, well, it was Bill Gates for a really long time. That's a old white
but
guy.
But that's the United States. I think only in the United States he was. But, I mean, in the whole world, I don't think he's the richest. Well, not I could be wrong. I don't know. Not for nothing. Now I'm interested. Let's see.
Who's the richest man in the world?
Who is the richest man in the world? Let's see. Who is the... So I could shoot him a DM. Richest man in the world. Richest person in the world. Elon Musk? Oh, he's African. He is.
I know, but it's just the way that it just came out, how it followed. That was funny.
Elon Musk. Holy shit. $230 billion.
Congratulations to him.
Ooh. Nah, you know what? I take that air horn back. Fuck Elon, because he done fucked up Twitter. Renamed it X. He took away circles. He done took away mad shit. Everything except being able to, like, modify your tweet. How are you not able to, like, edit your own tweet? So if you make a spell check, like, if you make a grammar error, you got to delete the tweet.
Yeah, I know. You got to put
that the sucks.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Like, how many years has Twitter been out and you still can't do that?
Word.
That shit sucks.
You're failing.
Yeah, Elon, get it together, my man.
Yeah, I got it. Stop having kids and focus on your work.
How many kids he got?
I don't know, a lot.
I mean, he's worth so much money. Might as well, like, when he dies, leave that shit to someone, right? Like,
I don't know. He strikes me as the kind of guy that would not. Oh no!
He'll cut his children out. Like he won't.
Yeah,
leave
like he won't leave anybody
I you,
anything.
Baby. I got you.
I'm glad you saw where I was going.
She was at the edge. I was like, no, we not falling off just yet. So, how's your week going, boo? How's everything going?
Good. Oh, I started a new job. I think I said it before that I was gonna start a new job in the last episode.
Yep. You finally started. How do you like it? How is it working for the government now?
Yo, there's mad rules. We go back to the same shit about rules. There is mad rules. I've never been hired by a job where they specifically have to tell you are not allowed to have sex in the building.
That's why. You know, the funny thing is that when she told me that, I was like, she was like, yeah, we can't have sex, you know, in the building or at work. You know, you can't have sex at work.
What I said was, they have too many rules. And she's like what? And I was like, they just said we can't have sex here.
And I'm like, yeah, you're not allowed to have sex at any job. Like, she's like, oh, really? You're not? I'm like, yes, bitch, you're not allowed to have sex at any job. Like, what the fuck is going on right now?
I mean, I don't know, whatever.
I need you to relax. Relax. You are a government official employee. Oh my God,
I have to be good. Yes, I have to be good.
No sex at work.
No sex at all.
Oh, right. For you, it's like
dry spell.
Yeah. You're at month what?
Four. Officially four.
Okay. Like, how you feeling though?
Actually, you know what? I'm okay. Like, there are times where I just want to, like, you know, just grab like anybody off the street, just, you know, because
let's also relax with that as well.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not about that life anymore.
Okay,
but yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck, yo. I don't know like how I feel.
Roles are reversed because at the beginning of the year, I was kind of going through that dry spell.
Yep,
and then you were like fucking, and now I'm fucking and you're and going I'm not to try stuff.
But you know what? I'm okay. It's just like every so often I just wanna, you know. You know when you wanna just like when you're so horny that you wanna call your ex? That's where I'm at.
I mean, people are spinning the block. Look at Nelly and Ashanti. They're in the
I know. I keep seeing the spin the block season or whatever. Again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. If they're happy, I'm happy for them. Yeah. I know she's happy as fuck because you could see the love in her face.
That man is smiling the way he's never smiled before. Someone did a side-by-side of when he was with the ex before her, Miss Jackson, and he just looked like...
miserable?
He looked like Ben Affleck when he got back with J-Lo. The recent, like, getting back together, uh-huh. He just looked like he hated life. Yeah, like, the only person that can make Ben Affleck smile is fucking Matt Damon and shit. But Nelly now, he's like, you see his pearly whites, you see his brand new veneers all the time. Every time they show him, he's like, they're both smiling.
I know, both of them, ear glowing. To ear. Mm-hmm. Damn, I love that.
You know what it is when you haven't, like, let's just say that they've always been in love with each other, even after the breakup and the years that they were separated. Getting that dick again that you love.
I'd rather not think about that because...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like losing your favorite, like, fuck boy or your favorite eater and you guys are separated after some time and then you get back together.
Yo, you know, I need that. I have not had head the way that my husband used to do it since he's been gone.
I don't love that for you.
Yo.
I don't love that for you.
That's trash because yeah. I give amazing head. So I should be getting amazing you head should. In return.
And you know what? You do deserve amazing head. Like, let's what's up? Let's manifest like really good please. Head for you for 2024.
Yes, let's go. Okay. I don't know. Just I don't want no bullshit. So 2024, don't bring no bullshit. I was very hopeful for 2023 and it sucked. So. I'm scared to be hopeful for 2024.
You're keeping an open mind, as the hippies would. Expand your mind. Guys, remember to like, subscribe before we get into the shit. As usual, make sure you like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You should see it somewhere around here. You follow Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Make sure you guys like and subscribe, comment, share. It is very important for us to stay in the algorithm so you guys can continue seeing these beautiful faces. Yes. So this week we decided, I told Dory, I'm like, yo, we need to bring it back to our roots. Like, this started off a very raunchy, sexual podcast. Like, let's bring it back. And we decided we were going to make, like, a sex episode. I mean, every week we're raunchy. But, like, I want to be, like, real raunchy this week. Like, episode 155 got to be, like, damn. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to go use my rose when we finish. That kind of episode?
Yeah, like you want to go do something with yourself, self-pleasure when you're done with this episode type
shit.
That's
amazing.
So that's going to be the goal for tonight. So if you are over the age of 18, this episode is for you. If you are under 18,
go away.
Yeah, go
watch something else.
Do something. I don't know. Go.
Yeah, we don't want to be that kind of role model.
Yeah. But do we? No. Yeah, this episode is not for you. So we'll give you this most time definitely to not. Go do something with yourself. And you might want to listen to this, some earphones. If you're at work, if you're in your car, it's fine. If you got the kids in the car, don't listen to it. Yeah, but strongly advise for you to use your earphones for this episode. So Dory found this article with 50 questions.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's, what's the name of it?
Hold on.
Let's pull it up right now. 50 raunchy truth or drink questions.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. That will get the entire party wasted. So I guess this will be like a little twist to the hot pitch segment that we started last week with the fellas. Yeah. So this will be hot pitch, but raunchy truth or drink edition.
All right.
Let's do that. We're going to start it off. So she's going to start off with a question. I can either A, answer the question, B, not answer the question, but I have to take a shot. So let's see. Let's see how this goes, how we end up at the end of this episode.
If you had to sleep with one person in this room, who would it be? I mean, it's only me. That was stupid.
We're going to skip that one. Right. Dory, you.
Ugh. What's the raunchiest porn you've ever watched?
Oh, the raunchiest porn I've ever watched. Probably. What's it called? I think it's circle jerk. Like porn when the girl is in the middle and she's surrounded by guys and they're all coming on her.
Sounds like a great time.
Oh, God.
You are so damn sexy.
I don't know if mine is yours. I think mine is worse. Gay fisting porn.
Okay. How did you come across that?
I don't remember. Don't ask questions. That's just what it was.
Did you enjoy it though?
I did.
Wow. I don't like fisting. I don't. I had one guy offer me fisting, and I was like, no.
Can I tell you that my husband tried for years? This man, he was a lot. He was a lot. I have four babies. So he never got it in. He never got it in.
That was going to be my question. So was he successful at doing it? He was
not. He was not. And like half the time it would hurt me.
Okay, so how do you prepare for that? Like you guys would talk about it in advance or was it something that in the moment?
No, it would happen in the moment. But like he, of course, you know, he was my man. So he knew how to turn me on so that I would get wetter and wetter and wetter. So he would start with one and two and then.
All right. Right. I'm like, yeah, demonstrate. Not like literally demonstrate, but with, you know.
All right. So.
Should I hold the mic? Here we go.
Yeah. So. We got as far as this.
The wrist?
Right here.
All right. So by the knuckles, all five fingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just this little pyramid on top. That's as far as he ever got. And
did it hurt?
I mean, not always, but sometimes he would try to OD, and I used to be like, my man. Like what? What do you think this is? You're not digging inside a turkey, guy. Like what the fuck?
You're not seasoning the inside. Come of on. The turkey. What are you doing?
So then he'd be like, "Okay, sorry," and then like you know, but no. So I've always kind of like I think that now I probably wouldn't really care, because he tried so many times and to the point that it kind of annoyed me. Mm-hmm. So then it's whatever now.
I just want to know, like, how does one prepare to be fisted?
You don't. You just got to take it. Like I said.
I feel like it's like anal. Like, you have to, like, for anal, I can't ever do anal in the moment. It has to be planned. It has to be where, you know, they make sure I have lube and just, I don't know, I guess make sure that I'm in the, like, anal mental space.
You gotta prepare mentally.
I gotta prepare mentally because that shit hurts. But if once it's in, like, it feels amazing. Don't get me. Like, I had my first anal, like, orgasm.
I don't prepare.
Yeah. And it's like, highly suggest once you get past the pain, if you're doing it with somebody that knows what he's doing, it's amazing. But if not, like, don't ever allow your man to try to dry anal fuck you. Like,
girl, no.
No. Make sure you're prepped. Make sure that, you know, you've cleaned yourself as well, too, just so you don't have any accidents. All right.
Let's get off of this. Let's get off.
I have to educate the people.
But this is not where we were going with this question.
Okay, but I have to educate the people. Listen, just, yeah. Go ahead. Question number three.
Sheesh. Okay. What's the most degrading thing you've ever done during sex?
Degrading thing? Probably spit in his mouth.
Have you ever spit on someone? Like, just spit on someone?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
I've spit on someone before. Not like in their face. Like, no. But like, oh, okay. Mm. So I'm guessing that would be the answer for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So far, good. No shots.
Either spit or pee.
So you've peed on someone?
Just a little.
You want to answer these half-ass answers? A little. Give us some context. Like, how did it go?
What the fuck is, how was it supposed to go? It was piss.
Listen, if we're going to talk about it, we're going to give a story behind it. Do you have a piss story or not?
I just don't see that it's a big deal. For me, it's not a big deal. Because I just see it's just one more bodily fluid. It is what the fuck it is. So, it is what it is.
If you like it, I love it. Next question.
Who's the most inappropriate person you ever fantasized about? Inappropriate? Oh my God, I have a great one. So let me tell y'all, my mom, some years back,
is already starting so bad.
Yeah, so years back or whatever, my mom took liking to these two little missionary guys from Utah. And these niggas used to come every week, every Thursday. They would come. They would be there all day. And it was just like, it became a routine. Eventually, my mom converted and she got baptized with the Latter-day Saints faith or whatever. And there was this one guy that... God, he just looks so good. And it's so funny because, and I don't know if this is what it was, but he was like a recovering addict and stuff. And
so it was that need of you.
I mean, I didn't know. No. I didn't know all of that about him when I first like met him because he was just really cute. And then he was like so nice because he's a church boy. So it's like he's so nice and then he's so cute and then he just had this like the prettiest eyes.
This reminds me of the episode of Sex and the City when Samantha was trying to get the priest.
I know you told me about that.
So bad and she couldn't get him because he was a priest.
Right.
She was like going to the church bringing canned foods thinking that she was going to like sleep with him.
I used to there were days where like on Thursdays, like, I kind of knew, like, what time they would be coming and stuff. And I wouldn't leave my house till they came.
You're a whole creep.
And if he happened to not be there that day, then I would just be out. But listen, I forgot his name. But he was Puerto Rican. And when he was in Puerto Rico or whatever, he was having...
How old were you?
Late teens.
Okay. You was having your sexual awakening.
Yeah, he was late teens. He was like 25, 26 maybe. And I didn't know his story like at all. I happened to mention to my mom, like, damn, Ma, like, he look good.
What did your mom say?
My mom is the worst person to say something like that to. So, of course, she's like,
Oh my God, don't say
it's about
that.
To get real Spanish here, so I'm sorry, and just give me a quick second. Ay, muchacha, ¿cómo tú te atreves a decirle esas cosas?
Girl, how do you dare say those things?
Dije, no, ese muchacho, what did she call him? Cordero de Dios.
That guy is like a child of God or something. I don't know. Fuck.
Like, mom. Anyway, so I was like, ma, it's an observation. It's not like I'm going to take him to my room and, you know. Like, it was just an observation. And it's like, by then, I already had my daughter. So it's like, you know I'm fucking. I have a whole kid.
Like, the fuck? She thought you were the Virgin Mary or something.
Jesus.
I can't think of the most
that
inappropriate.
I think that he would be inappropriate. Or my married boss.
Maybe. Okay, so maybe along those lines, like, oh, no, I'm lying. Oop. Came back to me. A teacher in high school. Ooh. A science teacher. I don't remember his name. I didn't have him. One of my homegirls had him. And I used to walk her to class. And I used to like, yo, he's so fine. He was probably in his late 30s. And I'm maybe like 16 or something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Super jailbait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me tell you something. If I would have had him as a teacher, I would never cut class. Always would have been there.
Yeah. But. You know what? I believe it too, because I used to have a crush on my English teacher, and it wasn't like a sexual crush. It was just like a, like, to me, he just felt like the smartest guy in the world, and he had kind of like a looking to Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. So like I used to like I admired him so much, like I wanted to be like him, and you know, so I used to cut all day, but I would always make it to English.
No, I'm convinced that most, like, young girls, like, the age maybe of, like, 14 to maybe, like, 17 or 18 has had a crush on an older man at least once.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a thing for teenage girls. Like, whatever it may be, for whatever reason, maybe it's not sexual, but there is, like, some type of, like, liking to that person.
Yeah.
I feel like, you ever seen the movie My Girl? She had a crush on the teacher. She was, I think she was like 11, 12. And she had a crush on the, I think he was an English teacher. And that's she so went, funny. Like, she took summer classes. He was like teaching an English class during the summer. And she signed up for the class. It was all adults. And she was the only kid in class. She signed up for it just so she could see the teacher. So I'm like convinced that teenage girls always have like that thing though.
Yeah, I think so too. There's always at least one teacher or like a security guard or something.
Yeah, there's always some older figure for some reason. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. His name was David Hubbs. David's just follow me. But yeah, his name was David Hubbs. And Mr. Hubbs, if you ever get to see this, I loved you so much.
She's grown.
You got David. Me through. Shut up. You got me through some tough times in high school. So much love to you.
All right. Next question.
Well, I forgot about the questions. Of course I did, right? What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done while drunk?
I haven't had too many embarrassing drunk moments. I would probably say, I think for my 21st, I was super drunk off Long Island, and I think I threw up somewhere in the bar. Yeah, that night was a blur.
I have so many of these stories.
Yeah, I haven't.
You see
had
how
so
I'm getting
many.
Comfortable? I have there's so much coming.
I've never, as and I have mad like drunk stories, but I've never been like the one that people had to babysit because I was super drunk or like had like behaved stupid or like anything like that. Like I've never really had that happen. I've always been like the babysitter of anything of other people.
So I'm not a big drinker. I never. Let me not say never. Anyway, so I can tell you of this one night. I think I've told you this story before. So it was me and David and Chani and Angel. Chani and I asked for a bottle of Patron. Angel was drinking Hennessy. David was drinking Grey Goose. Mm-hmm. Chani and I fucking killed the bottle of Patron, just me and her, because, you know, they had their shit. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Ain't that some bougie shit to do? Like, everybody had their own liquor. There was this place called Underbar on 14th Street. We loved it there. Well, you know what it is? They love David there. David was like royalty downtown, so it was fun. And I got so drunk, so drunk that I don't remember like half the night. We had to stop the cab mad times for me to throw up. I threw up in the cab. Eesh. Oh, nasty.
Getting in a car ride when you're drunk.
And then, the audacity that I had that I was going to go fuck my man after all of that. Anyway.
Like, yo, ass better get to bed. Yo, like, shit.
We weren't living together yet. So it was like we would get rooms or whatever. We would get a telly for the night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so good. Good times.
You know what?
I'm convinced down in the telly.
Right. Like I'm convinced that you have to even like married people, like you have to do that every once in a while. Why? Because at home, there are certain things that you probably don't really want to do at home because you don't want to deal with like the mess or the cleanup or whatever, the mm-hmm. aftermath. And when you're in a hotel room, it's like you're in a building full of strangers. Nobody knows you. You could be as loud as you want to be. You could be as messy as you want to be. And you can do whatever the fuck you want with no repercussions.
Oh, hell yeah. Donnie is like...
So, marriage advice.
It's like the judgment eyes. Get yourself a room every once in a while. And shit, like people know you just got fucked.
Hell yeah. I love that. I love doing the walk of shame with my person.
Yeah.
I love doing the walk of shame with my person. Because we just glow. Like, we just look happy and fuck everybody else, you know? Because it was great. Anyway,
we're doing good so far. No one has taken a shot.
That's because we're some crazy, crazy bitches.
I saw the questions and I know there's going to be some that I'm just going to plead the fifth to and I'm just going to take the shot. Fuck it.
What's the biggest lie you ever told a significant other?
There we go. I spoke too soon. I will not be giving out that information.
Oop, here we go.
Oh, man. You? Are you going to answer that or?
Hell no, I'm not answering that.
Oh, okay. So then I guess this is the one where we're going to take a shot, the both of us. Yep. And we are drinking some rum. The name will not be disclosed because, yeah, this is not an ad. So, wait for me now.
I am. I love this little shot glass.
All right. Salute.
To the lies.
Oof, that was good. Next question.
What was the last thing you masturbated to?
Last thing I masturbated to? Probably old girl orgy.
All female orgy. The last thing I masturbated to were fucking pictures of OG's dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I masturbated to just a dick pic.
My nigga. I was just like flipping through them like from different angles.
You know what?
I just really need to go late.
I could create a whole slideshow for you and it would just be like one like long video of just like that dick of.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm willing to do that for you.
Oh yeah, G. How nice. Isn't she nice? Anyway. Yeah, that was me. What's the number one thing you would never want your parents to find out about you?
How filthy I am.
I don't care about that. Because my dad used to tell me, like, your mom is fire in bed. And I used to be like, ugh. That's nasty.
I heard the same and I just don't. I don't know. I just don't want to. Some things are too extreme. Some things. I'd rather not. I don't know. I have that thing with my parents. Like, I don't even, like, really curse around them.
I don't know. I would say I wouldn't want my mom to find out that I, like, tried drugs or whatever.
See, that I don't care about. She grew up in the 70s. Like, I'm sure she did her share of drugs.
Not mine. She didn't have the time.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm sure my mom had her fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Next question.
Oh, what's the worst sex you ever had?
Probably Probably this guy that I was dating for like 3 or 4 months. And I met him at a bar. He was security. Zapitos. And he was much older than I was. He was 11 years older than me, I believe. And he was, there was just no passion, no, like, not much foreplay. And then when we did it, he came really quickly.
It was just bad on all accounts, huh?
Yeah, it was just, he was a good guy, don't get me wrong. But it was just, like, we was not sexually compatible. And I expressed, like, what kind of sex I'm into, like, before we even did it. So he made it seem like, yeah, like, he was all with the shits and blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And then when it came down to it, and I gave him a second chance. And both times he let me down. And I was just like, nah, yeah, that's not gonna, it's not gonna work. So
I see it, though. Mm-hmm. I don't want to answer that one.
All right, so then you know what you got to do.
I'm not taking a shot either. I'm just gonna answer the next one.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done? Everything.
Just one? Nah.
There's no just one thing. Like,
probably had a threesome.
Really?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm telling.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You?
Pegging.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you prep for that?
No.
Was that? Or that was in the moment as well?
Yep. Okay. I had literally like no control over it either.
Oh, okay. Next question. Oof.
Which of your exes would you still be willing to sleep with? Oh.
Jeez. Probably my ex that I had when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 18. Yeah, we were together for a year. Gemini ass. Yeah, he was blessed. He was spontaneous. He was passionate. Yeah, I was 18, he was 21.
So it was from a teenage boyfriend, too. Mm-hmm. He was a Virgo. He was this big Dominican dude. Like, this nigga was, like, 6'4", morenito, like, big. And I'm just, like, I was so in love.
Put that in quotes.
So I'm a teenager. I'm inexperienced. He was older. He was 22. And, you know, I didn't know what to do with that much dick. Like, I did not know.
He taught you how to take big dick.
I didn't know. Not even.
Oh, well, mine did for sure. He taught me
how to take big dick. No, because it was very brief. And anyway, so I would like a kind of like a do-over now. I need to redeem myself.
You know what I used to like about the guy? He used to wake me up a lot in the middle of the night. I love that. To this day, I love that. Like, I like to just be woken up out of my sleep. I have to look it up to see if that's, like, a kink or something. But, like, I would categorize it under, like, sleepy sex or something. Like, I want to be awake and conscious, of course. But
we would hope.
But, like, I just want to be, like, sleep, like, woken up out of my sleep. And he used to do that so much. So I don't know if I like it because he did it. And I just really enjoyed it, or I always liked it. I don't know.
It doesn't matter why he did it. He did it.
Yeah, he did it, and I loved it, and I love it to this day. Like, wake me out of my sleep with that dick. Love that shit.
I do, too.
Yo, you know that's, like, illegal in certain countries and shit? That's to, like, wow. Have sex with your, they consider that, like, they would consider that, like, rape. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Yes, that is crazy.
Even if that's your wife, like.
No, that's wild.
If you have sex with her while she's sleeping or whatever, like, they consider that rape. Yeah, that's
crazy. Listen, there are times when you're married and you have a million kids and a million activities to run and a house and jobs and whatever sometimes you just fucking lay there to the side and you're like, all right, go ahead, just finish. Because, you know what?
But side dick is good.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like passionate with like a ton of foreplay or anything like that.
It's not going to always be like that.
Let's get the job done because, you know, we got to get up at 5 with the kids.
Yeah. All right. Next question. We got a whole lot to go.
I know. I don't think we're going to do them all. What's the most scandalous location you've ever had sex in?
Okay, so I did this. I actually did this recently, probably like 2 months ago, in a back alley somewhere, like outside. It was nighttime and we were feeling spontaneous. Like it was somebody's back. I'm sure someone saw us because there was like windows there and shit. But yeah, we were kind of intoxicated and high and just. Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah, and just happy and it was great. Yeah. That was recently, but like back in the day, maybe, yeah, probably like in a car outside. Outside. Anywhere outside.
South Street Seaport, the Staten Island Ferry, rooftops, museums. Bars, clubs.
Our bathrooms.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just about anywhere.
We could
do but anywhere. I just right, no. And I you know what's crazy? I'm about to tell y'all a story. So remember when Love in This Club came out?
Yes.
So I remember I fucked my husband in a club to that song.
And in the bathroom?
No, right there on the couch.
Okay.
Yep, right there on the couch.
Walk me through it. Like,
what is it?
Were you, like, you had a skirt on?
I don't remember what I had on. I just know that I did it because I was also drunk. But it was, you know, it's like when I was young and we were dating. So it's like we were fucking everywhere. Several times a day, like, yo, we could not get enough of each other. It was fucking great.
Good times.
I know, those are good times. Like, what's going? Like, what's up with y'all, man? I haven't met a man like that in like so long.
No, I would have to agree with you. Like, men are giving this dick away like every 2-3 weeks, every month. Like, what is that? I thought that I would be having a lot more sex now. Than ever. There is no way I was having a lot more sex in my 20s or even my teens than I am now. And I have what I didn't have back then, freedom. There's no way.
I don't know. I definitely had more sex back then.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm happy with my sex life right now. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I deserve a lot more dick than I get.
Don't we all?
Right. I don't like that for me. I don't like that for us.
I don't like that for us either. Well, where were we going with that? I forgot.
I don't know. But next question.
Yep. Next question it is. What's your biggest turn on?
My biggest turn on. I'm going to assume it's a sexual turn on, of course. Kissing. I really enjoy. And especially if like. He has full lips and he really knows how to kiss and like nibble on your lip.
All right, girl. Bite. Okay.
You know what I mean? Can I live? Shit, you giving out your sex stories. Can I give away what's my
time? But you're not giving away a story. You're giving away
I don't give a fuck. You are describing
a fantasy.
I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. What's your favorite sexual turn on?
I don't know what it is.
All right, next question.
Dang, you next see how question. Cold she got? Yep. Shit.
Next question.
How long has your longest dry spell been?
9 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I went 9 months without fucking.
This got to be my longest dry spell.
Next question.
Yeah. And I mean, it was, I don't count the other one because I was pregnant. So I don't count it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this it has to be like this one. I don't know. What is the most embarrassing TV show that you watch?
Watched or watch?
It just says watch.
I don't know. I'm not currently watching any TV shows that I'm embarrassed of. The fuck? You?
I like Disney shows. I laugh with my kids all day.
You're a parent. You're expected to like shit like that.
Which sexual act are you best at?
Head.
Same. Which sexual act are you worst at?
Riding.
Hand jobs. I hate hand jobs. I hate giving hand jobs. I really do. I hate. That's why I give amazing head, because so that I don't have to give you a fucking hand job.
Yeah, I make up for it somehow.
Yeah. Are you more dominant or submissive?
I think equally both. Yeah. It took me a while, though, to really, like, tap into my dominant side. I think what helped me tap into my dominant side is probably, like, sleeping with women. Because I'm dominant with women. So I've kind of, like, transitioned into being more dominant with men. But now equally so, I would say.
Both. No, I would say I'm more submissive.
They're both fun. That's very dominant, though, giving head. That will make you the dominant one at that.
What's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
I'm going to take a shot because I don't feel like I need to be saying that. I don't feel like I need to be incriminating myself. Like, no.
Right. Okay.
So I'm just going to take that shot. Because y'all ain't about to get me caught up. Yeah, we're both like, yeah, it's not happening.
It's not happening.
All right.
I like the next question, though.
All right, you can ask it while we take the shot. We'll think about the answer.
All right. It's what's the most... Oh, no. Where's the most inappropriate place you ever masturbated?
Work.
Yeah.
Salute. Yeah, work. For sure.
Yeah, definitely work. Sorry, jobs.
Work in school. I think I masturbated in school before.
I don't think I did in school.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the most desperate thing you've ever done because you were horny?
Text an ex. Or not even an ex, just somebody I've fucked with before.
Just because it was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrible.
You're not thinking straight. You're just clouded by all this, like, sex on your mind shit.
I guess.
Same for you?
No. But I don't want to say what it is. So I guess I'll be drinking.
I'll be
drinking. Yeah, definitely don't want to say.
We actually did pretty good, though. We answered most of them. Well, we're still answering, but... We've done a good job with answering the questions. Look at that throat go.
Whew. Okay. What's your most outrageous sexual fantasy?
Oh, man. I can't say. I'm like, damn, should I do it? Should I not? I can't. I'll just take a shot.
All right.
I refuse to tell.
I think my most outrageous fantasy is what you were saying earlier about the circle.
Yeah.
That.
Ooh. I would love that for you. Make that happen. I think Lexi put me onto what that's called. That's why I said circle jerk.
Yeah, no. That would be my most outrageous. I also really, 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 really want to have an orgy. Like, I want to have an orgy so bad. I just want to be, like, in a group of, like, 6 or 8 people, and everybody's just fucking everybody else.
Sounds like a good time.
It sounds like a great fucking time.
All right.
Anyway, what's the last thing you cried over?
Probably being... Oh, man. Watching my grandma. Them singing happy birthday to my grandma.
Aw. Mm-hmm. I wish mine was nice like that. It's not.
I feel like I haven't cried very much often. I'm a crybaby, and I feel like I just don't cry as much as maybe as I used to.
I used to cry a lot before.
Me too.
Like, just in general, like, sad things on TV will make me cry, like, pictures, like, anything will make me cry. My husband used to laugh at me for it. And then when he died, I cried for so long that I felt like I ran out of tears.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, like, I cried for so long that I physically couldn't cry anymore. And then it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was it. So now I don't know. I don't cry at sad things on TV anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that's about. But I don't know. I guess that's good. I don't know. I try to stay away from, like, sad shit. I don't want to see sad shit. I have enough of that sad shit going on.
Sometimes, like, nothing even be going on. You just feel like it's a full moon. The moon is in. I don't know.
No, that does not happen to me.
I do. I feel sometimes the effects sometimes of just, like, wanting to cry for no reason at all, to the point where you're thinking to yourself, like, why the fuck am I feeling so emotional right now? I don't know. That's just me. That's how I used to be.
No,
and that's how I am at times now. But
I don't think I've ever, like, just wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Like, I've been able to recognize, like, damn, I need a good cry. But, yeah, like, I need a reason to cry. I can't just, like, you know, start crying out of nowhere. Like, no. Just can't happen.
All right. Next question. What number are we up to?
38.
Okay. We're almost there.
Actually, 37. How many sex toys do you own?
One. Because I don't like dildos. So.
A few. What's the longest you've gone without showering?
Probably when I was in the hospital, I think 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I would have to say about the same.
I was just able to do like a bed bath thing. Mm. Mm-hmm. Sponge bath?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like an actual shower. No, I wasn't able
to. Me every time I gave birth. Ironically, there was a lot of, you know how they give you the little Perry bottle?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of that. A lot of that.
Oh, damn.
Especially while I was, like, breastfeeding and stuff. Girl. How often do you fake orgasms?
Nowadays, not at all, baby.
Yeah, no, I don't fake them either.
Definitely don't fake them.
What's the... No, we're going to skip that one. We're going to skip these two.
Okay.
What is your biggest sexual regret? I think if I could erase people, that would be it. The bad ones.
I wouldn't even do that because I feel like in some way, like, what? That taught me what I don't want. So in order for me to realize what I don't want, I had to experience it, I guess. Like,
no, yeah, I just
don't like this. Like, don't do that. Like, for example, the whole fisting thing. Like, I knew that that's not something I like because the guy was trying to try it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I was like, yeah, I don't like that. So, yeah.
I don't know.
Aside from wanting to erase people, but.
To what people?
Erase them.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I don't know. I don't regret many things because I feel like you either learn from it or, right. You know, you grow from it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sex, I think I would just. I would rather erase the bad ones and just keep the nice ones.
Fair enough.
What is the dirtiest sex you've ever had? You've ever sent? Listen.
The dirtiest sex I've ever sent?
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of an unfair question because what haven't you sent?
Yo.
To somebody you love and trust, right?
Yeah, no.
Like, what haven't you sent? So it's like
that's more of the question.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what
more the question.
You sent?
Yo, oh, you know what? Yeah. You know what was like? Well, you know what? This was the first time anybody had ever asked me for something like this. So the spitter wanted a picture of like me with like my ass cheeks spread open. Like he wanted to see my whole asshole.
He wanted to see your balloon knot.
I don't have that.
You have an asshole.
Well,
they call the asshole balloon knot.
They do?
Yeah.
I thought it was just when it was like a little owl. No?
No. I'm like, I don't have that. You don't have an asshole?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time anybody had ever asked me for that. And it felt really weird doing it. It was weird, but I love it now.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? That I'm always like, how can I say it? I'm always like turned on by certain things that turns a man on. So right. For example, yes. That, like sometimes to you, when you think about it, you're like, a picture of my asshole. Then you're like, picture of my asshole.
Hold like, on. Okay.
Yeah, I think I like this. Yeah. And then you're like randomly sending pictures of your asshole without him even asking for it.
Yeah, because we know that's what you want and that's what you like.
Yeah. I
like that. That's crazy.
I like that. Next question.
God, this episode is a little much for me.
For mature audiences only.
What's something you've done while drunk that you would never do sober? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm pretty crazy sober, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing that alcohol makes me do that sober me wouldn't. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I'm more.
You might take it. You might step it up a notch.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe I'm a lot friendlier when I'm drunk as opposed to when I'm not. Not that I'm like standoffish when I'm sober, but yeah, probably to strangers, I'm probably a lot friendlier when I'm drunk than when I'm sober. Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But nothing else. Like, I'll dance sober or drunk.
I think I'm just a little more, because like I said, I'm crazy regardless. I do random crazy shit all the time. Sober, not sober, whatever. But I think that when I drink, I have less of a filter, so like I need it, right? But yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what I would say.
Okay.
Who's the most scandalous person you ever slept with?
Probably the guy that I was fucking with that found out he was like married like 9 months later. He was straight scandalous because he had like a woman that he was with like 10 plus years and then a roster of like three other women. Like, that to me was like his wife couldn't even figure out where he had the time to do all of this. Like,
Dominican?
Yes, fortunately. I have been a victim of a Dominican man.
You know, it's crazy because we're like, I think that this is the reason why I don't really like lean towards Dominican men. It's because I know how they are. Like, I've lived it. I've been there. I know. Yeah. So I just, it turns me off before anything happens.
Yeah. The only thing with them, and I think we said this on here before when we had the whole episode,
is how nasty they are?
Nah, aside from that, which, listen, trust me, that's a plus. But the fact that they never treat you any different.
Oh, yeah.
They never treat you any different than how they treat, like, their main woman, their wife or their girlfriend. Like, that's what's fucked up. And that's what's, I guess, so intriguing about them, too. That they're just as sweet as they would be with their woman.
I don't know what that's about.
That's top tier fuckery.
Yeah, it really is.
Top tier fuckery.
Because the way that these niggas be convincing you to like stay and be the second wife for 20 plus years. You have a whole family with this man, but yet he's married with children and all of this. Like,
yo, that ass. Like, she ain't even lying.
Que brujeria? Like, what kind of brujeria was that?
They take care of the two or three families. They will work. They will be the type that will spend their, they won't spend time with their kids because they're busy working their three or four jobs.
That's true. For that real. Is actually very true. Very. But somehow they're very impactful, even though they're not there. As parents, yes, I can vouch for that. They're very impactful and they're very like present, even though they're not there. They're still very present. I don't even know how that works.
We need OG Dominican Bobby to facts. Write a tell all memoir.
Yo, we need answers. Yeah, because like, so how can questions. You juggle so much?
Yeah. Yeah,
and it kind of gives you perspective.
They're like 70s and shit.
It kind of gives you some perspective because we're always like, oh, we don't, you know, like, I don't know how she does it as a mom. You know, she's juggling so many things. But then you have these Dominican men that are equally impressive in the way that they juggle families. I mean, it's wrong, but it's just they're just so good at it that you can't help but kind of like.
You can't
root for it.
Yeah.
Like you can't help but be kind of amused by it because it's like, yo, you're so fucking good at that.
Take care of the woman, the kids, the household. Yo, listen, man. I just shout out to y'all, man.
Right. These niggas be having excellent credit. So that when they go to the dealer, they get, okay, I need two of these. One black, one white.
That isn't her. Oh, shit. Yo,
meanwhile, this nigga's probably driving a hoopty.
Yo.
But got both women in like Benzes.
I told Dory we need to get an OG Dominican man on here, but like more than likely he's not gonna speak English. So this will either have to be like a Spanish episode or we just gonna have to translate that shit because
subtitles. Please read your subtitles.
We're going to have
ain't no way in hell we can translate an entire episode. No,
we need, like, the person to come with a translator.
Nah.
So it'll be, like, those...
Mad complicated.
those...
Like, the politicians?
Post, yeah. Those post-baseball games that they don't know how to speak English. Oh, yeah. We've got a translator with them.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's what we're going to need. All right. Next question. Let's do one more question.
I can't. Yo, this is crazy. But these were, like, good topics. I like it. Oh gosh. All right. So I kind of like the last few questions. So I'm going to, I'll read them.
All right.
Let's do it. All right. 47 is how many of the people you slept with did you meet online? Probably like half, right?
No.
No?
Nah, hell no.
I will say like half.
I was in a relationship for a long time. I didn't meet them online. I met them through, I was friends with a relative or something.
I know, but so if you think about it.
After that.
Yeah.
Nah, maybe not even. Maybe three. Two.
Oh, nah, not for me. I met a lot of niggas online.
Yeah, no.
Because it's like, let me see. We had MySpace where we were in AIM when we were back in 04.
I was in a relationship all through 04, 04 to 2017. I was in a relationship. So, yeah, I think anything after that, I knew them from like.
It was either people you already knew.
People I already knew or work or like out in a setting. So, nah. Yeah, like two.
No.
Online, yeah.
I've met a lot of people online. Even from like back in the day. Ironically, I met my husband in person. He was my boss. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, even back then. Yeah, I used to do reckless shit like go meet niggas that I would chat with on AIM. Yeah. That's some real ballsy shit to do when you're 16. Yeah.
I know a lot of people that like met on AIM. I know a lot of people that met on MySpace, local hookups.
Yeah.
The chat line, the donut line.
Girl.
The walkie-talkie. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yo, I think that had to be, like, one of my most favorite things ever.
What?
When we had the Nextels. Oh. And you would just randomly talk to strangers. And you'd be like, yo, but where you at?
A random chirp.
Yeah, just randomly. You'd be bored at 2 a.m. talking about, like, yeah, like you, who out there?
Because you could put, like, a random pin or something. Yeah. And just, like, alert them. And if it right. goes through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great. Those were great days.
That's the phone that I would definitely want them to bring back. The Nextel. That
shit was awesome, bro.
That shit would hit awesome. Right now. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good times. But, no, I was pretty reckless. So, growing up, my mom always kept, you know, she held a tight leash. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess as soon as I could rebel, I did. And then it's like, I did a lot of crazy random shit. It does, you know, and then it goes back to like what I was saying about being a hippie. Because I never felt like I was in any danger, no matter what reckless thing I did. And it's funny because I would advise my kids now, like, please don't do this. And it's because, you know, I've been there, done that. Like, yeah. I tell Jasmine that all the time, you know, because I feel like sometimes she forgets that I was her age at some point. Mm-hmm. So, girl. Anyway.
Those made for good stories now in our 30s.
Yeah, I guess so. Those experiences. What's the least amount of time you've known someone before sleeping with them?
One day.
Yeah, one day.
And we spent the year together.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
What's the most bizarre sexual role play you've ever participated in?
Probably like neighbor.
Like, you really?
We couldn't keep it together. Like, it was just funny because I was like kind of shy to do it, and then like, and that was my boyfriend, but I was just.
Yeah. I think
I like
that,
role playing, but that I was like, the first time doing
so
it.
So I like role playing too, but I haven't had partners who are willing to like really like commit to it, I guess. Yeah. So I would have to say that for me, it's like a master sub fantasy thing.
I like that. I've never done that.
I did
like
that.
Like you said, you know, there's not a lot of guys that's into that.
I did that, and it was great.
I like the guys that are, like, into, like, foreplay and doing other things before the actual
right.
sex act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, like, to build it up.
I feel like that's something that's kind of gotten lost.
Yeah.
In the last few years. And it's probably because we sexed. That's probably it. You kind of putting it all out there before you even, like, you know. You're building up all this anticipation, but guess what? At the end of the day, you're going home to jerk off. And it's like, okay, that's kind of, it tricks your brain into thinking that it's, you know, like you fucked this person,
that's
even
a
though you
good
didn't.
Point. That is a good point.
So then it's like when you meet them, it's like, yeah, you have this built up anticipation because your body is asking you for it. But if you think about it, you're not going to, I feel like it, like expectations are not as high. I guess I should.
Expectations are not as
high? I don't know if they're not as high or maybe they're too high.
I feel like mine are too high. I feel like for us, because we're like so experienced, I guess, we have like high expectations when it comes to our partner.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I didn't.
Like being close-minded would definitely be a no for the both of us. Having like a close-minded
partner. Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like.
It's also because so many people are used to the instant gratification as well.
Right. Because, so it's you know, like, we're the ADHD generation.
Yeah.
Oh, we're the God. Anybody born after 1985, you're part of the ADHD generation. That's everybody all the way up until now. Anyone who's been born in those years, we're the ADHD generation. It, you know, we look for that instant gratification. We look for everything to be as easy and as quick as possible. And we don't want to work for shit, not even fucking.
Yeah.
It's awful. Shame
on
you.
On the head. I would have
shame
to
on y'all.
Agree with you on that. Get together, people.
I know. I feel very passionate about this. And I think
our
it shows.
Educator. Dory.
You know, I don't know.
I feel like you would definitely make an excellent sex educator.
I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I wanted to, you know, kind of like dip into that whole sex coaching thing. I think that would be a great job for me.
Yeah. It's not too late. I feel like you can. You can still do that. It would be a thing to do. Maybe not a full time, but maybe something you can do. You know?
I suppose.
Teen girls, work with teen girls. I feel like teenagers are way more advanced than like we were as teenagers.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Hells yeah.
And you know what it is?
They're starting earlier.
And that's what I was going to say. Because, again, everything is more accessible. Mm-hmm. Everything is right there in your face. Everything is
growing up with social media.
At the tip of your fingertips, you could have anything or anyone.
Yeah, it's a fact. And unlimited options now, it feels like.
Right.
Everyone has unlimited options.
And you know what's crazy? It's not until you get to be like us, like in your 30s, that you realize that that's not really what you want. That's not when you realize that you deserve better, or that you should want better, or that you just don't want to deal with bullshit anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are. And I'm actually really happy with where I'm at in life, because it is what it is. I'm not looking for nothing. I'm not stressing about nobody.
It's just about nobody's dusty ass son.
I am not. Mm-hmm. I am no longer stressed about anybody.
We ain't got time for that here.
The only stress I'm feeling right now is between my legs. All right. And with that.
With that said, being said, one more question? Or
I think that was the last one.
That was the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we took, what, I took like 3 shots. We took like 3 or 4 shots, right? Not too bad. 50 questions? I mean, shit.
Yeah, not too bad.
But I was expecting we're to take a lot more shots.
Well, you know what it is? I guess we're so open that it's just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I guarantee you there's probably people out there that can't get through that. Can't do, like, drink and ask or whatever. Because they'd be 30 shots in.
Truth or drink. I like that. I like that title, Truth or Drink.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple.
Pineapples.
Quesadilla.
Like, well, where was that from?
Insidious. Insidious,
yeah,
2.
Yeah.
The code word, quesadilla.
Quesadilla. Oh, unicorn. You were saying too. Unicorn. Well, guys, thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Episode 155, the Ladies Pitch Podcast. You guys already know. Let me repeat it once again. You know where to find us, on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. YouTube, our handle is also at Ladies Pitch. Let us know what you guys think about this episode. We had a lot of fun. I really like this episode. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I like doing questions like this. It's fun.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. If you would like to be a guest on the Ladies Pitch Podcast, I think somebody did actually hit us up, also wants to come on here.
Yeah.
After they saw Steph Money and Eddie. And,
nice.
Eddie. Yeah, yeah. Make sure you guys hit the link in bio. We have the guest form for you to fill out. Email us. Let us know why you should be a part of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. And are you with the shits, most importantly?
Right. You can't come on here and be like, don't ask me about this. Don't ask me about that. Don't ask me about that. Because that's the juicy stuff. That's right. What we want
to
know.
I'll be courteous enough to ask you. But
yeah, like we might give you like one thing that's off limits. But then you kind of have to. It's a give and take. You got to give us something.
It's our slogan, with the shits. Like, hello. Yeah. All right, guys. So thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next time. Peace.